Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this short podcast from Adept English. English accent words is our topic today, and more specifically, just wanting to share with you some tips, some advice on pronunciation. English accent words, meaning some more of those words which tend to differentiate, that means show the differences between, to differentiate your accent as English. UK English rather than American English. When you're learning a language, and actually even after the point where you're fairly good at a language, it can be difficult to hear accent. But sometimes it's useful to be able to pick this up. When you're really good at English, you pick up all kinds of things about people from their accent. I'm a native speaker of English, as you know, so when I meet someone, I'll immediately pick up quite a lot about them from their accent. So I'll know immediately whether they are native British or whether they learned English as a foreign language. You may recognise what country in the world a person comes from. And then there are other countries I might not necessarily recognise the accent from. I haven't heard it enough. And if the person is native British, I may be able to tell quite a lot about where they're from, which area of Britain they come from, and also probably something about their social class and their level of education. Social class is a whole other area, of course. And also, there are always people whose accent is misleading, whose accent may seem to say one thing about them, but actually the truth is something different. So when you're learning English, it may be useful to have some pointers on this. I recently did a podcast for you on British accent words, and this gave you some help on telling the difference between British English and American English. So as this is a short podcast, I'm just going to add one more thing, one more tip to this, one more piece of advice. So in this podcast on English accent words, let's have a look at another pronunciation which shows the difference between UK English and US English. And depending upon where you are mostly learning your English from, you'll have made a decision about which pronunciation you're going to use. Do you have a British accent when you speak English, or do you have an American accent? Has it happened already? Are you aware of it? Or is it still to be decided? So test yourself out on this one. So another set of sounds, another set of words which help you tell the difference when you hear it. So how about these English accent words with their American equivalents? So the words are, and this is British English first of all, new or news, tube, duty, and tune. Well, there's a basic difference in pronunciation depending upon whether you're speaking UK or US English. So if it's US English, it's more likely to be new or news. So new is spelt N-E-W, and news is spelt N-E-W-S. That's me speaking, so it's the British way. But the American pronunciation is more as though it's spelt N-O-O or N-O-O-S, new or news. And the British pronunciation, well, it's as though there is a letter Y in there, new or news. So as though it's spelt N-Y-O-O or N-Y-O-O-S. Of course, those aren't the correct spellings, but that's just to give you an idea of the difference. New and new, news and news. Can you hear that? So this is a way to tell immediately whether the person you're listening to has British English or American English. I think this pronunciation varies in other English-speaking parts of the world. So in Canadian English, it's a bit mixed. You might hear news. There are lots of words that are said a little bit more like the English pronunciation in Canada. So Canadians may say process like an English person rather than process like an American. And in Australia and New Zealand, you're more likely to hear news said the British way. I can't do an Australian accent, but it's got that little Y in it, like the British way of saying news. So what about other words? Tube, T-U-B-E. So in British English, if you were to spell it as you say it, it would be more like C-H-Y-O-O-B, tube. And in US English, more like tube, tube, T-O-O-B. So if you're talking about the London Underground system, most of us here call that the tube. So there's a difference there, tube and tube. And the same if you're talking about a tube of toothpaste. The word duty, D-U-T-Y, is another one. So your duty is the thing that you must do. If you have a particular job role, you might talk about your duties, the things that you must do to perform your job. Duty may include, I don't know, looking after your elderly parent. That's your duty, perhaps, some people would think. So in US English, it would be duty, as though it's spelt D-O-O-D-Y. So duty, notice that other part of US pronunciation. And I spoke about this in my previous podcast. The T at the end of the word changes to something that sounds more like a D sound. So the actual spelling of duty, D-U-T-Y, but a British person would say it as though it's D-Y-O-O-T-Y, duty. And finally, the word tune. So a tune is what you might recognise in a piece of music. I could take a famous piece of music that everyone knows and I might play it to you on the piano, or I might sing it to you, or I might play a version of it on YouTube. There you are, YouTube. YouTube to you. But the thing that would come across as the same in all three is the tune. That's what you'd recognise. There's also a verb to tune. So if you have an instrument like a guitar, it needs to be tuned before you play it. Whereas for a piano, you would have a piano tuner, a specialist, to come and do that for you. So tune is spelt T-U-N-E. But in British English, we say tune. So as though it's spelt C-H-Y-O-O-N. And in American English, it's more like tune, T-O-O-N. It doesn't happen like this for every word in American English, though. For example, cute, C-U-T-E, still has the Y sound in it for Americans, and so does fuse, F-U-S-E. Now, I've never heard of this before, but there is apparently a technical term for the disappearance in US English of this Y sound, the Y sound in tune. If a word started out in its history as tube or duty or tulip even, and then it becomes tube or duty or tulip, then that's called yod dropping. There's actually a term, a phrase for this stuff I never knew. Yod dropping, I like that. I learn a lot by doing adept English too. And actually, if you go to East Anglia, a region in the east of England, they do yod dropping too. So instead of saying beautiful, they might say bootiful. And for music, music. That's crazy. Anyway, if you like what we're doing and you want more of it, then go to our website at adeptenglish.com and have a look at the page where you can download our podcasts. You pay a small fee because it costs us for you to do this, but you can download our podcast 50 at a time onto your phone. That is an immense number of minutes listening time so that you can practice your English. And this way, you make sure that wherever you are, you've always got some Adept English material with you so that you can practice listening regularly and ensure your English keeps improving. So that's more material for you on English accent words. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.